died with Christ, but I live. See, Christ's natural body was crucified, and it died. But praise God, and what Paul is saying, that I was crucified with Christ, but I live. I still live, but you want to know something? It's not me that's living. It's Christ who lives on the inside of me. What do you mean by that? He said, I'm trying every day of my life to walk like Christ. I'm trying every day of my life to talk like Christ. I'm trying every day of my life to act like Christ. And the old Paul that you used to know, that Paul is dead. Praise God. We can either... We need to kill some of these old Joes and these old Susies and these old Sallys too. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And say, old Joe Martin is dead, but I'm living. But you know it's not me, but it's Christ who lives on the inside of me. I'm going to allow him. That's what you call gentleness. But not only is it gentle, praise God, the verse, you continue to read the verse. Amen. The verse says that it is patient. Woo-wee. He says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering. Long suffering means patient. You see, patience is the spirit that bears insult without bitterness or complaint. There are some believers who are not patient with themselves. They're not patient with their friends. They're not patient with their brothers or their sisters, even their brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. We're going to have to learn, praise God, to be patient. And remember that song that they used to sing, be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. God is not through with any of us. Amen. I said the last time, we're all nothing but a work in process. Amen. And just like God was patient with us, we need to be patient with our brothers and our sisters in Christ Jesus. Don't ever look down your nose just because somebody is still into the sin that they were in a long time ago and haven't overcome that thing. Don't you sit there, praise God, and put your head up and start talking about, well, I thought that he gave his life to Christ, and look at him. Now the verse in Galatians, I believe, Galatians 6:1, praise God, said, brethren, if a man is overtaken in a fault, he said, you with your spirit, you restore such a one in the spirit of what? Meekness, considering thyself, because that might be their day to day. Tomorrow might be your day.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KKKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville. Dr. Carl Armstead, Sr., pastor. Join our pastor as he preaches and teaches the Word of God.
But the Lord. With me now to the book of Acts, chapter number 3, and I want to try to talk to the young people a little bit today. Amen. They're back, getting back in school and getting ready to continue pursuing their education and the like. And so we want to sort of just talk to them a little bit today. Although we'll be talking to everybody, amen.
Yes,
and in that third chapter of the book of Acts, I'd like to read verses 1-6. Now it'll make sense after a while. And it began by saying, "Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Yes, sir. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Amen. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. The grass withers and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Amen. Our emphasis is actually on verse number 6 that says, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up and walk." And you may be seated. And for a few moments, as I say, it's going to make sense after a while, I want to talk to the young people and tell them about gifts you can give to your parents. Gifts that you can give to your parents. Let me begin by saying that the Jews, as you may relax, observed prayer 3 times a day, during the morning at 9 a.m., in the afternoon at 3 p.m., and in the evening at sunset. Now, at these times, we would find that devout Jews and Gentiles who believed in God would often go to the temple to pray. And so Peter and John were going to the temple for the afternoon prayer service. Now the beautiful gate was an entrance to the temple and not the city. It was one of the favored entrances, and many people passed through it on their way to worship. And giving money to beggars was considered praiseworthy in the Jewish religion. And so this beggar wisely placed himself where he could be seen by most people who were on their way to worship in the temple. And so in the text, the lame man asked for money, but Peter gave him something much better. He gave him the use of his legs. In other words, they said, "We don't have any money, but such as we have, I give to you. Rise up and walk." Now it's about to make sense, because I believe children and young folk can easily identify with Peter's statement that says, "I don't have any money," because in most cases, children and young folk do not have an opportunity to earn great amounts of money, although some have the opportunity for part-time work as they pursue their education. But usually when it comes to giving of gifts at Christmas and on birthdays, many young people find it necessary to either use part of their allowance if they get one, which is a gift from their parents, or money that they've earned on a part-time job to pay for it. But many times, children and young folk may feel a little let down when it comes time to buy a gift for the parents, because in most cases, they just don't have any money. But now, young people, I stop by here to tell you this morning that there are some gifts that you can give your parents, or parents, that are more valuable than the gifts that you can purchase with silver or gold, or that you can purchase with money. And so the question comes, what are some gifts that are possible for every young person to bestow upon his or her parents that they don't have to buy with money? Well, for a little while, we want to consider some gifts that you can give that are more valuable than those that you can purchase.